Dellingpole, Hurricane Ida was by no means Louisiana's worst. By James Dellingpole on August 30, 2021. Over 200 people died in the terrible hurricane that made landfall on the Louisiana coastline. But that was 165 years ago during the last island hurricane of 1856. Its modern-day successor Hurricane Ida has not proved nearly so deadly despite the MSM's effort to shoehorn it into its "storms are getting worse and it's all our fault" narrative. Here, for example, is the BBC's insinuating take, implying that Ida was kinda, sorta the result of climate change. The impact of climate change on the frequency of storms is still unclear, but increased sea surface temperatures warm the air above, making more energy available to drive hurricanes. As a result, they are likely to be more intense with more extreme rainfall. But in fact, hurricane activity in the U.S. is well below its peak. Here, courtesy of Paul Homewood, is the hard data showing that the busiest recent decade for hurricanes was the 1940s. 300 hurricanes made U.S. landfall between 1851 and last year, including 92 major ones, that is Cat 3 and over. The busiest decade for major hurricanes was the 1940s, while in contrast the last decade was one of the quietest. Ida is the first hurricane to hit the U.S. so far this year. The Independent has also deviously claimed Ida was the fifth strongest hurricane to ever hit the mainland United States. In reality, it is actually tied with six other hurricanes, meaning it is only amongst the top 10. Many hurricanes prior to the satellite era, of course, may not have had their peak wind speeds actually recorded. This is, of course, little consolation to the many thousands of Americans whose property has been damaged or destroyed by Ida or the one fatality reported so far. But let's not allow the greenies to add insult to injury by hinting we brought this destruction on ourselves thanks to our selfishness, greed, and refusal to amend our carbon-guzzling lifestyles.